Madison cops who collected data on traffic stops can't easily explain why twice as many African-American drivers are pulled over compared to the number of blacks in the city overall. In the Sauk Prairie area, the gap is even greater between Hispanics who live there and the number who are stopped during traffic enforcement. The American Civil Liberties Union requested the information after getting complaints that Hispanics in the Sauk Prairie area were being asked their immigration status during routine stops. Micabel Diaz-Martinez says such actions destroy community trust.
Many immigrants come from countries where people are afraid of the police. Obviously, in communities where people are afraid to talk to the police, it is well known that more crimes will go unreported, fewer witnesses will come forth, and people are less likely to report suspicious activity. So if anything, for law enforcement, racial profiling destroys that ability of protecting and serving the community as a whole.
Sauk Prairie Police Chief Jerry Strunz denies the department is biased or singling out certain motorists.
We will not advocate or tolerate the practice of racial profiling. We're charged, however, with enforcing laws, and when we have reasonable suspicion to believe that someone has violated federal or state law, and we're also aware that another federal or state agency has the jurisdiction or primary enforcement responsibility over that law, we will provide those agencies with the assistance they request of us.
Much of the information on whether racial profiling is occurring across the state has been anecdotal, like that collected by the Freedom Project in Madison. Kajwa Va collects testimonies of Hmong and other Southeast Asians who feel they've been harassed by police. Va relates how Madison police demanded ID from a dozen young Asian men who were using a public park for volleyball.
And when one of the youth asked why he was asking for their IDs, the officer said that some of the neighbors had called to complain that the grass was dying because, you know, all the Asians were using the park too often. I mean, these are just ridiculous things.
The Madison figures are among the first hard data released. Most statistics on traffic stops are compared to census data, but a legislative liaison for the Wisconsin State Patrol says that can be misleading.
Say you do your traffic stops and your data collection on the Beltline, and you only, say, take the population racial compilation of Madison and Monona, that's not going to give you the race or the ethnicity of the people that are traveling through there on their way to somewhere else.
Laura Lee Brumman says making sense of the numbers isn't always easy. The State Patrol is seriously considering keeping track of traffic stops, something recommended by a state task force. But Brumman says there are logistical concerns.
Are you going to do it for only when there are citations given or also when there are warnings given? Are you going to collect information only at the traffic stop? The other thing is, how are you going to identify which races are you going to categorize? You know, are there going to be 7 different races or ethnicities? Are there going to be 17? Are there going to be 3 or 4?
There was an attempt to pass state legislation requiring officers to record racial data during traffic stops, but it failed this past session, partly because of opposition from law enforcement agencies. One group that bucked the trend and advocated for a law against racial profiling was the State Peace Officers of Wisconsin. The Hispanic organization is led by David Morgia. He supports both state and federal legislation to combat racial profiling, or as he prefers to call it, bias-based policing.
When I teach a class, a group of officers, and I ask them, okay, how many of you are racist in here? Well, no one's going to raise their hand. But if I ask them, how many of you here have stereotypes or biases against certain individuals or certain things that you might not like? Well, then the hands start coming up.
Bias or stereotypes can be influenced by many things, including current events. Brummond of the State Patrol says last fall's terrorist attacks have changed how some look at the issue.
Profiling in itself, if you take out the term racial, is not necessarily bad. Sometimes profiling is the tool that law enforcement has to use, okay, in a lot of situations, just plain old profiling. Racial profiling has become more complex and more sensitive because of the terrorist attacks. And it's not just on the police level.
While Brumman does not believe that racial profiling is endemic or rampant in Wisconsin, others disagree about the existence and extent of stereotyping. However, they haven't been successful in getting laws on the books to encourage change. A federal law on racial profiling is stalled, and state legislative attempts have failed 3 times. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.